Our salute to public safety officials continues here this week on KNIA Cable-S. We are bringing back a group of leaders who we've had on and featured before on our airwaves, and a group that I've really gotten to know in my 12 years in Pella, the leadership of the Pella Fire Department. We've got Chief Randy Bogard, we've got Assistant Chief Jason Schrader, and Captain Jeff Gritters. First of all, Chief, it's always good to have you on the radio. We obviously have had some fun times together over the last 12 plus years, and obviously the department feels like it's in really good shape. First of all, what does it mean to be heading into, we're almost a month now into this new year, but to be back with this group of guys again here in 2026 and trying to keep our community safe?
Well, first of all, thanks for having us on, Andrew, and thanks for being here. It's beginning of another year. It's hopefully same old, meaning that our service remains the high level that it has been, and we'll continue that for sure. Winter fire protection and prevention is definitely harder, and that's where we're at today. The day of this interview, it's sub-zero temperatures and there's no school. So there's a correlation with that. We don't want fires on those kind of days. Anytime you use water as your weapon, it freezes instantly on days like this. So it's definitely a challenge, to say the least, on days like this.
Well, and Jason, you and I have known each other through various means, especially with your kids going through the schools. But that entire time, you've kind of climbed the ranks here at the Pella Fire Department and now are second in command. For our listeners who aren't familiar, what was your journey first with the Pella Fire Service, how you got on, and what's it like been in the meantime since to learn about what it means to be a firefighter and to assume these leadership duties over the years?
Yeah, great question. So, I was relatively new to town, and through some relationships that my wife had at work, was able to have an opportunity to interview and join the department, and was able to make it through that and join the department. And really, it's an amazing journey to be on, to be a part of the group of guys, to, you know, show up day in and day out when somebody is in need and have to really put aside everything that you were working on or dealing with or being at birthday parties and showing up then, right, to help somebody in need. And through the years, there's a lot of training. There's a lot of growth that has to happen. There's a lot of camaraderie that comes around. And, you know, you have to be, you know, put yourself out there and really be uncomfortable at times with being a part of a situation that, you know, you have zero control over a lot of times, and then trying to get control of the situation and trying to make the best of a situation. And it really is, it's a lot different, from the outside in looking, but being a part of that journey is amazing. And to be fair, you know, the team we have, the guys on the department, they make it easy for us as leaders. They really do. It's a great group. They jump in, they go, you know, do what needs to be done. Very few times do, you know, they have to be told anything. Everybody really, with all the training and all of the things we do, they know what needs to be done, and we're there to make it safe for them as they're going through all of that.
Well, similar question to you. What's your journey here to Pella Fire and obviously recently in the last couple of years assuming this captain role?
Oh, well, I guess like a lot of the guys here, I kind of started on as an adrenaline junkie, coming to see some crazy stuff and maybe help out the community in the process. my great uncle Arnie was on the department. I used to work for him and watch him take off fire calls, and that just looked pretty neat. So as you go over time, the camaraderie and just the kind of what Jason alluded to, just the importance of the work keeps you drawn to it. You see people on their worst days, and you try to at least do something to make their day a little better. So that's just been a huge part of it for me as it evolves over time. Then I guess when you're here long enough, people start making you do a little more responsible things. So
there's all sorts of journeys to the top, so they speak. And for you, Randy, obviously you've been in the department a little bit longer than these guys have been. And, you and I have had a chance to work together. You as the chief, we knew each other prior to that, as you were the assistant chief for many years before that. But what's your journey as you look back now to the multiple decades you've been here? And what's it like now to continue to have multiple years of leadership here at the top under your belt?
Well, that's a great question, Andrew, and it does go back a lot of years. I remember I was first asked if I had interest in being a firefighter. Prior to that, I really hadn't thought about it. But then Assistant Chief George Carson came to see me and asked if I would consider joining. And I considered it. I talked to my boss. I, at the time, wasn't even married, so it was kind of a no-brainer. I was pretty young and didn't have a lot of other responsibilities. And so within a few days, I went back to talk to him, and I said, sure, I'll give this a shot. He brought my name back to the table, and I was voted in. I remember the very first call, and I think most firefighters would remember the first call they go to. And for me, the call itself was not so spectacular, but it was more the feeling I had afterward, because you go into this not really knowing what you're going to get into. We went to a vehicle fire south of town on a rural road, and it was a pickup with a load of hay in the back, completely burning. And so we get there, and we got the pickup out pretty easily, but the hay was a different story. And so, you know, if anybody doesn't know, you can't fully extinguish hay bales until you separate them and pull them apart, and it's a one-by-one process, and it's very time-consuming, and it's a lot of work. And being the rookie, that's where I got stuck. So I was in the back of a burned-out truck wrestling with hay bales that were half-burnt and wet and smelled bad. And at this point, you know, I really wondered what I got myself into. But the truth is, at the end of it all, I just had this feeling that I belonged to something bigger than me, and that it was important, and that for reasons I still really can't explain, I was hooked from that day on. And made every call I could get, and yeah, I was gung-ho as could be. So they would put me places that nobody else would go. I remember George at the time, he I would ask him crazy questions, and he always had an answer. It'd be like, well, you know, do I really have to go in that little hole, you know? And he said, yeah, that's why we want, you know, small guys like you. And then, you know, stuff like that. And then I remember I asked him one time, we had a Christmas Eve fire. It was a hog building burnt to the ground on Christmas Eve, you know. I think it was my first Christmas Eve. I said, George, I didn't know that you had fires on Christmas Eve. And he said, well, you didn't ask. You know, it was just that simple. So, yeah, this it happens at all times, in all ways. And pretty soon, for me, it just got to be such a part of my life that I didn't question it. When my wife and I got married, she married someone that was already a firefighter. There was no question about that. Luckily, she was on board, and she still is. So, yeah, the importance of it, the way you're helping folks, like Jeff alluded to, on their worst day, it's our job to try to make their day better. And that's what we do, and we hopefully can get that done in a way that helps them. But
we're here with the leadership team of the Pella Fire Department. This is our salute to public safety officials. And Jason, what makes this outfit maybe unique in a lot of ways, probably not to rural Iowa, but just to the industry in general, is this is a volunteer-based organization, and the entirety of your staff has something else that they're doing, right? You're not a full-time firefighter. You are business owners or work for somebody else for a living, whatever it might be. What do you think that means, you know, to a community like Pella, that we have so many people willing to step away from really a full life elsewhere, right? A 40-hour plus a week job, kids at school, whatever it is. And how do you think it's important for our community to kind of understand that sacrifice that these guys are making, even as it is as silly as a hay bale fire, whatever, that work is very important too.
Yep. You know, I think that there's a stat that over 90% of the firefighters in Iowa are volunteer firefighters, and they're members of the communities that they're in. And like our community here, you know, we're out and about with kids or, you know, businesses or in town, a part of town. And so we really are a part of the same community that, that we're supporting. And that's a big piece of it, that we are able to give back and be a part of it. And we hope the community sees that as a, you know, benefit and a blessing, because we're not just somebody from out of town that's coming in. You know, we have vested interest in the town and the community and the people and the buildings and the properties and, you know, the safety of everything that's there. And it hits a little different when you're really a part of the community that you're supporting at that point. You have some vested interest in it being as safe and secure. And then when, you know, the calls happen, guys are jumping to action and leaving work and work for businesses that are in town, right? So the businesses have vested interest in us being a part of it and keeping things safe and being a part of the community with that as well. So it's really, it's unique in the sense that we have great support from the community. A lot of places that don't have, you know, as much support as we do. But it's a part of how the community supports us with their willingness to allow us to leave, you know, events and work and business stuff to be able to show up when folks need it.
Well, and Jeff, you've been around long enough now to see on your staff some longtime people retire and also a lot of new faces. And, you know, last couple of years, the main time I see you guys, thankfully, most times is at your fun fire department breakfast. And I sometimes see that new face or they introduce the city council. What's it been like for you to watch that transformation even during your tenure and to see the different pieces of our community that get represented under one umbrella of this fire department?
That's an interesting question. So it's actually really exciting when we get new guys on. We often pull from a different area that, you know, brings a little piece of expertise from another business that we may not have. And that's really helpful when we get into that area on a call, that they have that little piece of knowledge that can help us out even a little further than what we have already. It's always sad to see somebody leave the department. We're a pretty tight group here. But we like to invite them to some of our other events and try to include the retirees as well, with some of the things that we do. So that's kind of fun to get to see those guys again that way. But yeah, it's awesome to see young people come on the department and go full force into it. And we got an awesome set of guys that throws themselves into everything right now. So
we're interviewing the leadership team here at the Pella, both city and rural fire department. I'll explain that distinction here in a second. But Chief, as it stands here, as we head into 2026 and into this year, what is, for our listeners who don't know, the rough size of our department and the services and the area that you mainly cover, especially with fire protection?
Okay, well, we have 27 firefighters, and we consider that to be full strength. We put on some new people last year and got us back up to that again. we provide fire protection for a very large area. I believe if you look at the county, it's probably the largest one, and it stretches into Mahaska as well. And we go all the way to Jasper County to the north, to the river and to the lake to the south, Highway 14 to the west, and east down 163 to, I believe it's Fisher Avenue, is east of Lytton. So good-sized territory, multiple townships covered there, and a lot of varying exposures, meaning as far as in the city, it would be obviously residential and then multifamily residential, and then you get into commercial and industrial and so forth. You get out in the townships, it's farms and a lot of rural residences, and then, of course, a lot of cropland and timber and... So we got to be ready for everything, including with the lake there, water rescue as well. So, so many things come into play, and we have to be trained and equipped for virtually anything that you can imagine. And we get the calls that nobody else quite knows what to do with. Obviously, we pair up with ambulance and law enforcement just about all the time on these calls. But when it's unsure what to do, oftentimes we take the lead, because we have a varied group of skills and equipment and stuff to handle multiple things. So, it's another piece of this is that we have set records on responses now. The last couple of years, our numbers just continue to go up, and that's just a testament. Pella's a busy place, more folks coming in, there's just a lot happening. And so I would imagine this trend will continue.
Well, and Jason, with that, and I made that distinction that this is technically two departments under one. So you have a pool of money that comes and resources from our city and then the township that surrounds us, in particular Lake Prairie. Now, most people, when they see you at a call, see the Pella Fire Department, and that's where they go. What's it like as a leader to have to kind of balance those worlds in the sense of organizing those calls, right? Because you get a call from somewhere, it goes through Pella, or it goes through the Marion County Sheriff's Office. It could be outside the city limits, inside the city limits, and how do you work seamlessly so that no matter who's calling in this 5 to 10 mile radius, there's someone there to help them?
Yeah, it's we have a great, again, partnership with the city and the rural trustees and how it all works together. You know, it's really up to us in most situations how we're going to handle it. They're very graceful in allowing us to use what we need to use given the different situations. There are portions of the city that would require rural trucks and portions of rural that would seemingly, you know, be better served by cities. So it's really on us to determine what the best response is. We do keep it seamless. I mean, we have different reports that have to be filed for the different agencies and all of that stuff. So the, you know, behind the scenes can get a little chaotic at times, but from the front facing, it's really about what is best needed to serve. And you know, we're trained based on the call and the location to, you know, assess the situation and the need and then respond with the right folks and the right personnel at that point. But really, we're unique. Most places wouldn't have the same department, you know, same group of firefighters serve two different departments, but we've been successful at that. It saves money in a lot of cases to be able to do that. And, you know, there's no hindrance in any response that we do. So it's a blessing for both sides, and they recognize it and support us wholeheartedly.
Well, and Jeff, he mentioned the word trained, and I think, you know, all of you have a baseline that you need to accomplish. But as I've known over the years, the Pella Fire Department, to Chief's point, has to have a wide variety of skills, from your grass fires to water rescues to the accidents you respond to on a four-lane highway. In a typical year, how often are you getting training, and what are the different things and mechanisms over the years that you yourself have learned that maybe even surprised you about what it takes to be a firefighter?
So we do training every month. We do in-house training that way. We also, the state offers fire school that a lot of guys sign up for and go to once a year. We try to get, I believe it's 24 hours now as a bare minimum, which is quite a bit if you think about all the other stuff guys have going on. They're trying to get that in after hours. So we try to get that through our training nights once a month. But yeah, it's a widely varied skill set that exists up here, and over the years you kind of collect a bunch of more interesting ones if you're so inclined. So that's fun to learn new things too. We also do like high angle rescue, confined space. There's just tons of little things that we train on.
Well, Chief, I guess this gets to the relationship that you have, and we've already touched on it, with the community overall. We've got 27, as you said, very highly trained guys who specialize in a wide range of things. And that, of course, comes with its own challenges in terms of management, but also some great opportunities. So as the community thinks about what the Pella Fire Department means to them, what do you hope the community thinks about? Whether they want to maybe one day, if there's somebody who wants to be on the team here, to those who just are living their day-to-day lives and realize that they have someone there who's going to respond. What would you hope that the community can kind of take away from all the work that you guys do every single day?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of folks already assume that Pella has full-time fire, especially if you're not from around here and aren't familiar, if you come from another area. So they're surprised to find out that Pella can still be handled by a volunteer fire. And I think it's probably on that edge possibly of, you know, in the future it might get looked at, but at the same time the funding would need to be there, and currently it just isn't. So that's a piece that the public can benefit from for sure. I would imagine that most folks, once we respond to an incident that they need us for, very quickly realize what it is we offer. Otherwise it's sort of out of sight, out of mind. You know, I mean, most folks don't really think about it. I know one of the things Jeff alluded to was people on their worst day, you know, is when they need us. Well, that means on their best day, they're not even thinking about it, you know, and so that's just the natural order of things. So as far as what I expect people to think of us, yeah, basically just what we want to put out there is that they have the confidence that no matter what happens and they make that call, that the response will be there and it will be adequate to handle whatever it is that we're handling. And that's what we try to put out there. Again, you don't know what's going to happen, and there's all kinds of things that we think about that, oh, if this happened or if that happened, how would we do this, you know? But somehow we figure it out. We do this collectively. We have a lot of great minds on this department, and we talk it through, and we, you know, there's no such thing as a bad idea when you're working through something that you really aren't quite sure what the best move is. you just, at that point, it's more important to not make a bad move, you know, but which makes it worse. And that's what a lot of the training is about. So as far as getting people interested, we have, they can go to the city website and there's an interest form there that they can fill out. And then from there, the process goes further if they're interested, so they can ask the questions they need as far as what it takes to be a volunteer firefighter in Pella.